ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट नंबर 16 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड वृत्रासुर्स ग्लोरियस डेथ। पश्य माम् निर्जितं शत्रु वृक्ता युद्धभुजं मृदे घटमानं यथा शक्ति तव प्राणजिहीर्षया। पश्लेषण एंड पर्पट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। O my enemy, just look at me. I have already been defeated, for my weapon and arm have been cut to pieces. You have already overwhelmed me, but nonetheless, with a desire to kill you, I am trying my best to fight. I am not at all morose, even under such adverse conditions. Therefore, you should give up your moroseness and continue fighting. Purport. Vritrasur was so great and powerful that in effect he was acting as the spiritual master of Indra. Although Vritrasur was on the verge of defeat, he was not at all affected. He knew that he was going to be defeated by Indra and he voluntarily accepted that. But since he was supposed to be Indra's enemy, he tried his best to kill Indra. Thus, he performed his duty. One should perform his duty under all circumstances, even though one may know what the result will be. Hare Krishna. This chapter entitled Vritrasur's Glorious Death is a very, very wonderful and inspiring chapter for all of us, because so many instructions and so many statements which are very, very inspiring for all of us are mentioned here in the previous verses as well as the verses in the future. And Srila Prabhupada very elaborately gives wonderful insights into these verses. And when one reads such verses and the purpose therein, it really enlivens you. This chapter is entitled Vritrasur's Glorious Death. Actually, what makes Vritrasur's death glorious? Srila Prabhupada here mentions many points, and I was thinking that I can just meditate on these points and for the benefit of myself, for my purification, I have just tried to just note down some few points which makes Vritrasur a very, very glorious personality. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning the first statement that Vritrasur is acting as a spiritual master of Indra. Now, who can imagine that a person in a demon's body can become a spiritual master? We normally hear of a spiritual master in a particular form who is instructing someone on the science of devotional service. But here is a unique position where Vritrasur is in a demon's body and he is instructing King Indra. It is said that King Indra is a very, very exalted personality who is a very, very great devotee of Lord. And here is a demon. He is instructing Indra on what he should do. So here we find that the demon Vritrasur is instructing pages of pages, just mentioning about what Indra should do and what he should not do. And is encouraging him to do its duties. Srila Prabhupada mentions that anyone who can instruct on the science of devotional service can become a guru. It doesn't matter from what position or what is your background, which city or from where you have come. Anyone who can give the knowledge of Krishna consciousness or who one preaches the goal of human life can become a spiritual master. We can also see in the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur how the Chintamani, who was nothing but a prostitute, she became the spiritual master for Bhaktivinoda Bilvamangal Thakur. That Chintamani was in a female body and she was a prostitute, and Bilvamangal Thakur was well versed in the Shastra basically, but of course because of wealth he was completely bewildered and he was going astray from the path. But then when he came in contact with Chintamani, he saw that Chintamani actually started preaching to him, and suddenly it dawned upon him that what he should be doing, and at once he left that place and took shelter of the Lord. The second thing which you can see here is that the body is no bar for one to become Krishna conscious. We see Vritrasur had a body of a demon, and even though he had a body of a demon, he was totally Krishna conscious. It did not matter externally whether he had a demon's body or not, but he was completely Krishna conscious. He was just remembering Krishna all throughout. And seeing this should inspire all of us. We see in the Shastra also how, in the case of Hanuman had a body of a monkey, and still he was a great devotee, glorified. We see Jambavan was in a body of a bear. Jatayu was in a body of a vulture. In fact, when Lord Chaitanya went through the forest of Jharikhand, he made everyone also dance and chant to the sound of the holy names. And we find when Srila Prabhupada went to the west also, people were completely immersed in all the sinful activities. Srila Prabhupada went there, preached the science of Krishna consciousness, gave them the holy name, and made them into a pure Vaishnavas. So we find that here, Vritrasur, though in a body of a demon, he had no impediment at all. The body was not at all an impediment. He was completely Krishna conscious. The third point to meditate is that the external dress or designation cannot be a criteria for one to be called as a devotee or a pure devotee. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchyate. Rupa Goswami mentions this. Here we find somebody externally may say that Indra is a devotee and Vritrasur is a demon. In fact, only when one hears from the Srimad Bhagavatam and purports of Srila Prabhupada can one understand that who actually Vritrasur was and who Indra was. In the later chapter verses, we can see that when Vritrasur eats Indra, then all the people in the denizens, the heavenly planet, they were saying, "Alas, alas." That means they were also not aware that Vritrasur is actually a devotee. They were thinking that now the game is over, that Indra is now finished. That's why they are saying, "Alas, alas." You can understand that even the people in the heavenly planets, they were also not at all aware of this particular thing. But because it's in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam and we understand from Srila Prabhupada's purpose, we can understand who is actually Vritrasur. And here we see Indra and Vritrasur, because we have understood, because we heard, we know what is Vritrasur's position and what is Indra's position. If we ask ourselves, we all will know and we all will have a unanimous conclusion that Vritrasur is a greater devotee than Indra, because of the way he was speaking, the way he was encouraging, and the way Indra was behaving, was clear that what is Vritrasu's position, how he is totally engaged in remembering the Lord. And here is Indra, who is on the bodily conception at this time, trying to protect his body, trying to protect himself, defend himself, and fight with Vritrasur, with the aim of killing Vritrasur. So here we find, even in the case of Lord Chaitanya's Leela, we find that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give darshan to all during Shat Prahara Leela, 21 days he was giving darshan to everyone, he just sent the devotees to go and call for Sridhar Kolavecha. Now nobody at that time knew who Sridhar Kolavecha was and where he was staying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, just go to this place, and then whoever is chanting the holy names loudly in the middle of the night, you know that is Sridhar Kolavecha, just get him. Means you can understand that in the land of Navadvip, where the Sankirtan was going on throughout in the house of Srivas Thakur, Lord was actually personally chanting the holy names through the streets of Navadvip, and people are not aware who Sridhar Kolavecha was. But Lord actually wanted to glorify him. He got him in front of everyone, and he made everyone understand who this person was, Sridhar Kolavecha. And the answer was that when Lord asked him, what do you want? You tell me, I can give any benediction. I can give you Asht Siddhi, 8 types of Siddhis. He said, I don't want anything. He said, I can give you Vaikuntha planet to stay. I don't want anything. I said, I can give you place next to me in my dham, in the spiritual world. He said, I don't want that also. He said, what do you want? He said, I only want your devotional service, birth after birth after birth, that you come as a small Nimai, come and argue with me and steal away the banana leaves and the banana cups and go. Now that really, when the devotees heard that, they were all amazed to see this quality of Sridhar Kolavecha. Externally, probably nobody would have understood who this personality was, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified. We see even in the form of Shuklambar Brahmachari also, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally glorified Shuklambar Brahmachari. As we heard from His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj on the day of Gaur Purnima, that how Lord Chaitanya was eager to taste the remnants of Shuklambar. And who was Shuklambar Brahmachari? He was just like a beggar, living as a beggar, begging from different houses and just chanting the holy names, that's all. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew who this. So we find that external designations or dress is not a criteria for one to be called as a devotee. And that was shown through this particular Leela. Fourth, faith. Vritrasur had complete faith in the process of Krishna consciousness. He knew for sure that he is going to die. He knew for sure that death is inevitable for him. But still, he had full faith that after he leaves his body, he is going to go back to the spiritual world, because he was following this process of Krishna consciousness. His complete faith. Yesterday, Shyamananda Prabhu was discussing with me. In fact, he was mentioning that Indra actually has nectar in hand. That means he can, if he touches Airavat, when Airavat was attacked, touch Airavat and Airavat would be brought to life. So Indra has that capacity that whoever he touches, he can bring that person back to life. But when his thunderbolt was thrown down, the same thunderbolt Indra uses to crush mountains also. That is such a powerful thunderbolt he has. And he has made this thunderbolt out of Dadiji's bones on the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he said, this personality Indra did not have the faith that it will kill him. He did not have the faith that it will kill this demon Vritrasur. He had to be told by Vritrasur that you just pick up this and you attack me. By this you will be able to kill me. But he did not have that faith. He almost lost his faith over there. Whereas Vritrasur, here we find that he is fighting a losing battle actually. His arms are being cut. And he is telling Indra, he is saying, please now fight with me. Take up this thunderbolt and then attack me. Because he had complete faith that ultimately
he is going to achieve his destination.
Srila Prabhupada mentions with one of his conversations with his followers that he said, if you have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we can conquer the world in 18 days. So Srila Prabhupada was saying that such a thing it requires to have faith, unflinching faith. That's a very high thing to have faith. Jesus Christ mentioned actually, he said that if you have faith as small as a mustard seed and you ask the mountain to move and the mountain will move. So actually it's an ongoing process for us. We may say that we have faith, but actually what it means to have faith, that's a very high subject, and one has to develop that particular quality of faith. People in this world, we do not have faith. We may say, even as devotees also, we may say that, oh, I have faith. But actually, we are also scared. We are afraid of so many things. Subtly, for some people, maybe grossly for some. But ultimately, what is really going to help us is our unflinching faith and devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Number 5 is determination. Vritrasur was very much determined, one-pointed determination, that he knew that he had to fight this battle. Being a demon, he had to fight on the side of the demons. And he also found that how the demons also ran away from the battlefield, and he was all alone fighting with Indra. But he was determined to execute his service. And Srila Prabhupada said that if you have this determination, then your spiritual success is guaranteed, actually. As once, this Lordness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was asked a question, that how do we get this determination? So very wonderful answer he was giving. He asked the devotee who was asking the question, he asked him straight away. He said, do you go to the office? He says, yeah. He says, do you make it a point to go to office every day? He says, yes. He says, then why is it that you don't miss a day? Why? Because either your boss will fire you, or you will not get your increments, or something will be, action will be taken off on you. So because of that, you are determined to get up in the morning and catch a particular, you know, train and then go to the office and be there on time. He says, you are determined to get up. Even though you are late in the night, still you get up and then go. He says, here is the Lord assuring us the success. His Lord is assuring us an entrance back to Godhead. And here, if you do not have determination, then you are not fit to be called as a human being. You are nothing but an animal. He says, determination has to be there for all of us. We have to be determined to do our duties. We have to be determined to do our rounds in the morning, read all these things. So here he says, Vritrasur was determined to do this, and he was determined to go back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada also gives example of the sparrow. We all know that how the sparrow was determined to get his eggs. The ocean took away the eggs which the sparrow had laid, and the sparrow challenges the ocean that if you don't give me my eggs, then I'll dry you up completely. And he starts taking beak by beak one drop of water and taking a distant place. And from the material point of view, if you see, it's highly impossible that one can dry up the ocean, especially the sparrow. Highly impossible. But the sparrow was determined to do his job. And seeing that determination attracted the attention of Garudji. And Garudji then threatened the ocean that if you don't give the eggs, then I will dry you up. So similarly, if you see here that in spiritual life, we should be determined in what we are doing. Even though externally it may appear that think the case is hopeless, but if we just with faith and determination, we just execute that, when we are sure that success is guaranteed. As Srila Prabhupada mentions that success in spiritual life is assured. Just recently, Sarvabhuvana Prabhu had come and he was mentioning about the atrocities which the KGB were inflicting upon them and what determination they had to undergo all those trials and tribulations. We can't just imagine somebody going to the jail and then for 730 days eating only bread, that to 3 slices of bread for so many years. But they had so much of faith and were determined to execute. And that really guarantees a success. They never knew that they will be able to one day, they will come out in the open and, you know, chant again in the open place, chant Hare Krishna. They never knew that. They thought probably they may die over there only. But then they had that strong faith and determination. His Holiness Radha Swami Maharaj once in Pune Yatra was mentioning about Bharataraj also, also from Russia. He said he went to the jail 50 times. His Grace Bhavanand Prabhu was once informally mentioning that I can't imagine this person going to the jail for 50 times. He said, I went to the jail for some days, but here is this person, you know, he is got so much inspired and he is going to the jail 50 times and coming. You know, he says something glorious. So that is what is really, you know, makes a devotee. There are firm determination to execute. So as sadhakas, we also have to be determined to execute our prescribed duties. And that takes up to the 6th point. That performing our prescribed duties without attachment to the result. Srila Prabhupada here in the purport mentions, one should perform his duty under all circumstances, even though one may know what the result will be. Here, Vritrasur was fighting a losing battle. He knew that he is going to lose this battle. But still, Vritrasur was fighting. Vritrasur was performing his duty and fighting this battle. Externally, everyone knew what is going to be the result. They knew that ultimately Indra will be going to win and Vritrasur is going to lose. But still, Vritrasur fought, you know, valiantly. It's not that he knew that, oh, he's going to die and then he said, okay, come on, Indra, I'm just standing there and you just kill me. He was actually fighting. And we see in the verses in the later part that how Vritrasur actually swallowed Indra also. It's not that, like, you know, because he knew that he's going to die, he just allowed him. No, he was fighting. He was fighting to the fullest. Bhagavad Gita also, when Arjuna did not want to fight, Krishna actually incited Arjun to fight. And Arjun had to fight complete tooth and nail. He knew that if he doesn't fight, then he is going to be killed. Although, Krishna showed him the Virat Roop and told him that ultimately all of them are going to be finished. Only you, Pandavas, will be saved and everyone will be out, finished. Arjun knew about it. Before even the battlefield started, Arjuna knew that he is going to be, all of them will be killed. But still, when he was actually fighting, he had to fight for his life. It was not easy for him. He had to literally fight. So, we find that even Vritrasur here, he was fighting. We see in the life of Bhishma Dev also, and we are talking about prescribed duties. Bhishma Dev also, he knew, being a devotee of the Lord, he knew that he is going to lose this battle. He was fighting on the side of the Kauravas. Though he was the most powerful Kshatriya, it is said that no one can match Bhishma. If Bhishma wants, he can conquer, he can defeat the entire army single-handedly. And that was the power of Bhishma. He actually fought with Parshuram and Parshuram could not defeat him. And same Parshuram killed the entire Kshatriya race 21 times. And this Bhishma Dev, Parshuram could not defeat Bhishma. And Bhishma was such a powerful person. But Bhishma Dev knew that I have to fight either way. I have to perform my duties. Though he knew that ultimately victory be on the side of the Pandavas. And that's what happened later. So we find that, you know, Prabhupada mentions that the primary duty and the secondary duties. We all have
so many duties to perform, but our prime duty is to ultimately take shelter of the holy names, to take shelter of Krishna, lotus feet of Lord. And secondary duties will definitely come, but as a devotee, one should understand that our prime duty is to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And when one does that, one should be performing these duties without even being attached to what's going to happen, what result is going to be expected out of it. Our job is just to do the service, that's all. If we are asked to do, as a sadhaka, our prescribed number of rounds, our prescribed services, then we do it with determination, with a lot of enthusiasm, faith, at the same time, just not be attached. As it reminds me one story, that there was an athlete who was sent from a country to represent his country for an Olympic Games, and it was a marathon. He was participating in the what is called as a marathon race, and he was running and running. Already people were in the joined, you know, crossed the finishing line also. It was already decided who is got a gold, a silver, and a bronze also, and still this person was running. He was running and running and running. So a reporter asked him, he said, why are you running? Already the game is over. It's already decided who is the winner. So you can stop running. He said, no, my country has sent me to run, not to get a medal or something. He sent me to run for the country. So he's running and he's wanting to finish the whole race. Mundane example, but suffice it for us to understand that we do our duties, execute our duties, but not be attached to the results. The seventh point is real compassion. If you see the way Vritrasura is preaching to Indra, he actually is having real compassion towards Indra. He is feeling really compassionate. He says, come on Indra, come on. He is trying to encourage him that Indra, fight now. Now take up this thunderbolt and fight. Why are you morose? He says, look at me. I am not at all morose, he says, even under such adverse circumstances. You should give up your moroseness and continue fight. He was actually compassionate. Vritrasura was ready to give up his body for the sake of Indra. He didn't mind giving up his body so that Indra can get that position. We find in the life of Haridas Thakur also. Haridas Thakur was beaten in, you know, how many marketplaces? 22 marketplaces. And when the executioners understood that they cannot do anything to Haridas Thakur, and they felt very depressed. And Haridas Thakur asked him what the reason. He says, if we don't kill you, then probably we will be killed by the Qazi. So Haridas Thakur, oh, is that so? Then he just, you know, fell unconscious on the spot. Actually, his entire life air was not, you know, found. And it was appearing that as if he's left his body, and then the executioners just threw him onto the Ganges. Haridas Thakur was thinking that, you know, that these people are there who are doing their duty, but then somehow or other they are not at all successful. So being compassionate upon them, he just was willing to just be there. We find that even in Jesus Christ's life also, how he was ready to give up his body being crucified on the wooden plank just for the sake of all the other souls. He was ready to undergo that trouble. Srila Prabhupada, we see at the age of 70, he just left a wonderful environment of Vrindavan, risked his life, went to the West, had two heart attacks. He did not know whether he'll really survive or not. But then ultimately he left, he went there, reached there. So much troubles, hardships he had to undergo. Why? Because he had actually real compassion. He had real compassion for all the souls. And he risked his life for all of us. And the eighth point is that Vritrasur was fearless. This fearlessness comes when one takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Abhaya charanara vindaram. Baja ure mana srinandanandana. Abhaya charanara vindaram. Vritrasur was fearless. He was not scared that he is going to leave his body now. Srila Prabhupada was an ideal example. Prabhupada was fearless. He lived up to his name, Abhay Charan. He actually was fearless. He was fearless in his preaching. At the same time, when it came, time came for him to face the final exam, the death, he was there. He was fearless even in that situation also. Till the last moment, he was writing the purports to the 10th canto, the 14th chapter. And it said, His Holiness Radhanaswami Maharaj in a Jew lecture some few days back, he was saying that for a person who is fearless, death is like taking darshan of the Supreme Lord. So when somebody is fearless, is taking shelter of the Lord, for him death is nothing but just taking darshan of the Lord. You are going to see the Lord face to face. So, said there is no personal agenda, nothing. Srila Prabhupada said, I had no desire, I just won't go back. We see in the life of Dhruva Maharaj in the Shastra that how, when he had to leave his body, he just walked over the head of death personified. So for a devotee, when one becomes fearless, he is ready to face death. And that's what Vritrasura showed through this life. And that's why he is glorious. Because he was ready to face death under all adverse circumstances in a very, very fearless manner. And he showed through this particular example that how one can be fearless. Because he was completely engaged, engrossed in the remembrance of the Supreme Lord. He was ready to leave his body without any problem. So, that's why, considering all these points, we consider how Vritrasura's leaving the body is glorious. And when one sees such lives of the Vaishnavas, then we get some encouragement, we get some hope. In the hopeless situation, we find some hope that when a person who is in a demon's body, under all negative circumstances, adverse circumstances, in a very hopeless case, but that person still can go back home, back to Godhead. And for us, it actually gives us hope. So when we read such lives of such great personalities, devotees, then it really encourages us. Today is a disappearance day of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. And one of the very, very glorious acharyas in our sampradaya. It is said that Vrindavan Das Thakur is none other than Srila Vyasadev. Just as Srila Vyasadev wrote Srimad the Bhagavatam for the benefit of all of us, describing the glories of Lord Krishna, similarly, Vrindavan Das Thakur described the leelas of Lord Chaitanya and Nityanand Prabhu for the benefit of all of us. She is none other than Srila Vyasadev. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami very nicely in his initial pages of Chaitanya Charitamrit glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur actually. Vrindavan Das Thakur, a brief history, he is actually the son of Narayani. As we all know that when Lord Chaitanya was in Navadvip Dham, he was having regular kirtan in the house of Srivas Thakur. And there were atheists who would always blaspheme Srivas Thakur and Lord Chaitanya and all these associates for loudly chanting. Because earlier they would chant in the mornings, in the daytime, and then they decided why we are wasting our night. So even would chant and dance in the night also. So there will be many sincere people who would always be very, very eager to have darshan of Lord Chaitanya and all the associates, and would be also you know, eager to participate, but there was atheists also who would always blaspheme Lord Chaitanya, Shivas Thakur and all the associates for this, for creating disturbances. Because that time, Navdeep and all neighboring places were ruled by the Mughals, the Muslims. And once so happened that this atheist started shouting. He says, because of you people, the Qazi is getting thousands of armies here and they are going to finish off all of us. Stop all this nonsense. Stop all this kirtan. And when the news reached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very, very grave. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am going to make all these people chant the holy names. He said, get all the mullahs, get everyone, get the animals, get everyone, and I'll just make them all chant the holy names and take shelter of the Who is going to stop this? This is the power of the holy name. And to demonstrate the power of the holy name, what he did, he just called Shivas Thakur's niece, Narayani. She was just a 4-year-old. He says, just come. He says, Narayani, chant the holy names. And as soon as Narayani started chanting, she started getting tremors. She started becoming, went into ecstasy. And while chanting Krishna, Krishna, she just went into supreme ecstasy and then fell on the ground unconscious. And again she would get up and then she would chant the holy names and again you fall down. And seeing this, the devotees are amazed. Because she was just a 4-year-old and then when she was chanting the holy names, she went into ecstasy. And seeing this, the devotees were amazed. And this was demonstrated by Lord Chaitanya to show how powerful the holy name is. That holy name can conquer anyone and everyone and give them the pure love of Krishna. So Narayani actually was actually favored by Lord Chaitanya. In fact, when he was in Navadvip Dham, Narayana would regularly get the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because of this, she was loved and adored by all the followers of Lord Chaitanya. But after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri, in separation, Shivas and his three brothers, Srinidhi, Sripati and Sriram, they all migrated from Navadvip and they went to Kumarahatta. And there was a great devotee called as Vaikuntha Das. Narayani got married to Vaikuntha Das over there. And it so happened that over a period of time, Shivas Thakur and all left his material world. And Malini, whose father was staying in Modadrum Dweep, Mamgachi, Malini's father then got Narayani, who was at that time pregnant, got her all the way to Mamgachi, and Malini's father raised Narayani, took care of Narayani, and in a neighboring area was living Vasudev Dutt, who was another wonderful devotee and an associate of Lord Chaitanya, whom Lord Chaitanya mentioned that, I am sold off to Vasudev. Whatever Vasudev Dutt wants to do with me, he can do because of his compassion nature. And Vasudev Dutt was staying next to this place where Malini's father was staying. And Narayani over there gave birth to Vrindavan Das Thakur. And Vrindavan Das Thakur was raised in the association of such wonderful devotees. And there in that association, heard about the glories of Lord Chaitanya from the devotees. And then when he grew up a little, he had an association of Lord Nityanand. In fact, it is mentioned that he was one of the last disciples of Nityanand Prabhu. And along with Nityanand Prabhu, he traveled to many places. And at a place called Dhanyur, he just reached that place. And Lord Nityanand Prabhu, he just informed Vrindavan Das Thakur that you should stay back over here and you should write the glories of Lord Chaitanya for the benefit of the entire world. And over there, Vrindavan Das Thakur stayed back and he compiled what was at that time called as Chaitanya Mangal, but because, as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions, that Chaitanya Mangal is also the name of a book written by Lochan Das Thakur. Later on it was changed to Chaitanya Bhagavat. So he compiled this literature, Chaitanya Bhagavat, and Vrindavan, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he elaborately explains in the Adi Lila 8th chapter that how Vrindavan Das Thakur actually has completely, you know, explained all the glories of Lord Chaitanya in his book Chaitanya Bhagavat. And when he compiled, he found it to be too voluminous, and that's the reason why he then cut it short, and he only explained briefly some the initial pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, explained briefly about Lord Nityananda Prabhu, but did not mention about the later pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he mentions, he glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur, that I know that this personality is completely empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because otherwise such a literature cannot be written by any human being. And he says, that's the reason I offer my obeisances, millions and millions of prostrate obeisances on the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur, for he has compiled such a literature by which anyone who takes shelter of this Chaitanya Bhagavat will be freed from the cycle of birth and death. And he mentions, he says, by hearing Chaitanya Bhagavat, you know, one will get completely liberated. And by reading Chaitanya Bhagavat, he said, one will understand the glories of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and he will go back to the spiritual world and attain pure love of Krishna. He says, "By he mentions here there, he says, please relish this Chaitanya Bhagavat, because by relishing this Chaitanya Bhagavat, you will attain Shuddha Prem, Krishna Prem. If you find, as it's mentioned, that such people like Vrindavan Das Thakur and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Why we are mentioning Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami? Because he gives all credit to Vrindavan Das Thakur. In fact, when he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, he mentions that I am only giving you what he has not presented. In fact, he has given everything, but whatever he has left, I am just describing those things. And he says, who am I to describe the glories of Lord Chaitanya? Vrindavan Das Thakur has already explained everything, but then I am just mentioning it. Actually, this is the glory of a Vaishnava, basically. You know, you find that devotees like Vrindavan Das Thakur or Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, we don't find much of their history. But at the same time, when they have written such literatures, you find that they give all credits to their predecessors, whatever, preceptors, the spiritual preceptors, the acharyas. And here we find that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is glorifying Vrindavan Das Thakur. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, at the end of each of the chapters in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, he mentions, anyone who hears this pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, anyone who hears this will achieve Krishna Prem. Similarly, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also, at the end of each chapter, he says, Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishna Dasa. So he is giving all credits to Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. So similarly, Vrindavan Das Thakur is also like that. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, just like to read a particular verse. This is in the last chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is glorifying Vrindavan Das Thakur. Chaitanya Lila Amrita Sindhu Dugdabdi Samana Trishna Rupa Jari Bari Teno Kaila Pana. The ocean of nectar and pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like the ocean of milk. According to his thirst, Vrindavan Das Thakur has filled his pitcher and drank from that ocean. Tara Jari Shesha Amrita Kichu More Dila Tate Ke Bharila Peta Trishna More Gela. Whatever remnants of milk Vrindavan Das Thakur has given me are sufficient to fill my belly. Now my thirst is completely satiated. Ami ati shudra jiva pakshi rangatuni seya chetrishnaya piye samudre rapani. Taiche ami ek kana chunilo lilara e drishtante janiha prabhura lilara vistara. I am very insignificant living being, like a small red-beaked bird. Just as such a bird drinks the water of the sea to quench its thirst, so I have touched only a drop of the ocean of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. For this example, you may understand how expansive are the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here, saying this, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami is giving all credit to Vrindavan Das Thakur for this wonderful composition of Chaitanya Bhagavat. And on this auspicious day, I am just repeating whatever His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj had once mentioned in that place at Mamgachi. He says that we should pray for two things from Vrindavan Das Thakur. That number one, we can develop, I'll repeat the way he has mentioned. He says, pray to Nidnath Das Thakur for his causeless mercy that we may develop deeper appreciation to the treasure that he has bestowed upon all of us, and that we dedicate our lives to those who are following those teachings. And number two, he says, pray to Vrindavan Das Thakur for unflinching faith and dedication to Lord Chaitanya to remain loyal to the movement in the mood of being the servant of servant and always be able to chant the holy names of Lord Gauranga. So we all can pray to the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur in this mood, and then beg for his mercy so that we can continue on in our devotional life. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki chai, Srila Prabhupada ki chai. Thank you very much for your tolerance. Hare Krishna.